evening, everyone. Welcome to Vespers tonight. My name is Tom. I'm one of the directors here, along with these guys, Paul and Carol.
Hi, I'm Ann Hafton. I have Vespers tonight. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We'll open with hymn number 636 from the Christmas section of With One Voice. I'm picking up a little of where Marin left off with the Christmas theme of yesterday night.
Went out from Emperor Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went with their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for to all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Here ends this evening's reading.
For thousands of years since that night, the people of God have been praising and glorifying God in Bethlehem and around the world. In April of 2002, the little town of Bethlehem experienced an invasion by the army of Israel, an invasion that came from every direction, blocking all the roads in and out of the city. The tanks came into the old city of Bethlehem, where the streets are so narrow they could barely crunch their way through between the buildings, and the shop windows were broken as they tried to make their way through the narrow streets in the neighborhood of the Lutheran Church, Christmas Lutheran Church. The people inside were terrified, the pastor and his family, the guests and staff members that live in and around the Lutheran compound in Bethlehem. The same thing was happening on the other side of town in Beit Sahur, the little town that takes its name from the setting where the angels appeared with the news of Jesus to the shepherds' fields. This terrible invasion is detailed in the Pastor Rahab's book, Bethlehem Besieged. They prohibited ambulances from getting in and out of the city. It was a complete blockade. So people who were injured by shells flying through their windows just had no recourse. People died simply because they couldn't get to an ambulance or medics couldn't reach them. The entire city was locked down. Shells penetrated the Lutheran building, their compound of buildings, not only the church, the facade of the church, but the gift shop, the guest house, almost every part of the complex of ancient and modern buildings that makes up the Lutheran center in Bethlehem was affected and by this destruction. And it went on for weeks and some months before the curfew was finally lifted, to the extent where the staff from the school, the guest house, and the media center and the pastor could meet and have a staff meeting. And that's all one story, the story of destruction. But at that meeting, they some of the staff they found had made a banner that they put out in front of the doors to the gift shop were smashed such that you couldn't really close or open them. But so they hung a banner over the front, the top of the gift shop that read, "Destruction may be, continuity shall be." They weren't defeated. The same kind of siege and curfew was underway, as I said, in Beit Sahur, where the angels sang to the shepherds at Christmas. these churches, two of the six Lutheran churches in Israel and Palestine and Jordan, had a long, long way back to recovery. They had years of recovery from this destruction, the economic destruction, to the members of the congregation whose homes were destroyed or whose businesses were destroyed. But they kept their spirit, they kept their idea. Destruction may be, continuity shall be. Today in Beit Sahur, the Evangelical Lutheran Church celebrates its new pastor. They have had, since the middle 80s, a lay evangelist who's done a marvelous job. Finally, there's enough pastors, Arabic-speaking pastors in the region, that they can have a pastor, Pastor Imad Haddad. So I celebrate that. I learned it today. They also have a school, a flourishing school, and a congregation in Beit Sahur. In Bethlehem, it's almost overwhelming. Their accomplishments are so so many. They have the church, Christmas Lutheran, and a guest house, and the gift shop I mentioned that sells original art. They have an outreach to children called Bright Stars of Bethlehem. They have their media center where people can come and use computers and make a blog or try to tell the world what's happening, where journalists can come and find resources. They have their arts and crafts workshop. And those folks made their own banner a few years later that they have up in the shop that says, "Destruction may be, creativity shall be." And then the wonderful Dar al-Kalama school on the hill just within Bethlehem. It means house of the word, because it is a school committed to the word of God. And the incipient junior college they're trying to form that will focus on media arts. Destruction may be, continuity shall be. Despite this destruction and the ongoing collective punishment, these ministries flourish like the little spring flowers around the hillsides in Beit Sahur. The pastors and lay leaders are determined to persevere, and they're dedicated to the gospel of Christ and to a mission of nonviolence and reconciliation. I'm so pleased always to be able to tell people that the schools of the Lutheran Church in the Holy Land implement a curriculum of peace and nonviolence at every level. From K through 12, they have a built into their curriculum nonviolence training and reconciliation training. The schools are really the lodestar of the church there. Each of them has at least 40% of their students Muslim, and at least and around 55% or so. It's always a little Christian majority, but at least 40% are Muslim in all the schools of the church. And they have special funding for what the bishop sweetly calls needy children. Not everyone can afford private school, especially if the economic circumstances the way they are. So there's a special fund always to provide as many scholarships as they can for children to attend their excellent schools, which has a little arm over in the ELCA if you want to give. And they have a wonderful program at Bethlehem called Bright Stars of Bethlehem. They noticed that a lot of children in the neighborhood didn't have the advantages of the kids who went to their schools, the Dar al-Kalama school. So they established a program for an after-school program for neighborhood children and for other children, and they now come from the adjoining towns to take part in the arts, the dance, the music, creativity projects sponsored by Bright Stars of Bethlehem, which is especially for kids who don't go to their schools. It's a wonderful outreach. There's so much more to tell you about these ministries. I could talk all day. The Wellness Center at Dar al-Kalama has the only auditory testing facility in the Bethlehem area. And people come in, even Bedouin people come from all over to have their ears tested, something we take so for granted. These people provide opportunity and hope for their whole community. And we thank God for their witness. It's true that God loves the children of every time and place. Let us open our hearts to the promise of peace among nations and peoples. These stories from the Middle East are full of gift and promise, and they can lead us to understand the reconciliation that's needed and the hope that's so desperately needed. Let's pray together. Lord Christ, at times we are like strangers on this earth, taken aback by all the violence, the harsh oppositions. Like a gentle breeze, you breathe upon us the spirit of peace. Transfigure the deserts of our doubts, and so prepare us to be bearers of reconciliation wherever you place us, until the day when a hope of peace dawns in our world. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Gracious God, your love knows no limits. Fill our hearts with your compassion. Open our eyes to your presence in the world. Enlarge our minds to understand your will. Take our hands and minister through them. Speak through our words and direct our feet in the path of peace, that Christ may be revealed in us and the world may believe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oppression may be, God's precious love will always be. Let's close with hymn number 731.
Go in peace to serve the loving God.
Thanks be to God.